feeling like. Look what we have here. It appears we made it to a Thursday. Friday Junior is what we call her around here, but you already know that. The date is July 17th, 2025. So you might have heard us mention it yesterday that young Logan is taking PTO. He's a PTO king this week. Tis the season, right? Like, I was gone all last week. He's gone a few days this week. We're ships in the night, just enjoying one another when we happen to be in the same room. But, you know, today we're in different rooms. Me being in this room and him being on a golf course yet again. That's where he always is. Probably in trouble with his wife, but I won't get into it. It's none of my business. None of my business. We're still going to have a good show. We have Shania Twain tickets to give away. Ooh, child. Hair flip. I feel like a woman. So that's something to look forward to a little later on the show. I was thinking that Team No Sleep never gets to enjoy Second Date Update. You're just up too darn early. And you deserve to be rewarded for being such an early bird and not have to miss everybody's favorite segment. So I'm going to play you our most recent second date update that caused a lot of controversy, and we got a lot of messages about it. I think you will enjoy. So without any further ado, second date update on 97.5 WOKQ.
So you went out on a date and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
It's time for Second Date Update, brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. Neil is here. Hi, Neil.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
We're all right. So, Shayna, the one that got away. Well, we're hoping we can get her back. Sorry. I shouldn't go that far.
That would be awesome.
What's going on there? How did it all come to be?
Yeah, hopefully she isn't the one that got away. Yeah, hopefully you guys can help. So, Shayna, amazing girl. So, I saw her frequently. You know, she bartends at the spot just right across, kind of adjacent from where I work. So, I just see her, you know, like, as the guys and I would leave work, it's like you see her twice a week. You know, and you start to see familiar faces, and it's kind of like our bar. That was the highlight of my day, like the highlight of my week.
Aww.
Especially when I would, yeah. And so, and like not even in a creepy way, I swear in my life, like I'm just, I would look across like the, I'm lunch. I'm like checking, is her car there? And, you know, is she going to be there tonight? Then I'll convince the guys, let's go. Let's get a couple beers.
Wholesome.
So my buddy Shane, I left. This is like a few weeks ago. I left early. He stayed behind and started like whole girl move. He's actually my manager, so awesome one. But he started talking to her about me, and she inquired, am I single? My guy, yes, I am painfully single. And he told her, not the painfully part, I hope, I don't know. But whatever he told her, she was like, yeah. So, you know, I go back the next day, she's working, and I just asked her, like, hey, why didn't you just ask me if I was single? Like, it's cool talking to my manager and whatnot. But, super embarrassed, but she's a sweet girl. I didn't mean to embarrass her. But simply just plainly asked, Shayna, I'm more than willing to hang out with you when you're actually not working. If you want to go on a date with me, let's do it when, like, I'm not paying you for it, because I'm starting to feel weird about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think I felt really smooth about that one, and I think she liked it, because with that, she agreed to go on a date with me.
Okay.
Love it.
What'd you do for the date?
Yeah, so, not to like keep her in the same environment that she was always in bartending. We went to Legends. So that's one of my favorite spots. I'm a big bar game guy. Works out, because turns out she is as well. And she hustled like the heck out of me on darts.
Hilarious.
I knew she was excited to go play some pool and darts, but I had no idea how good she was. And I didn't mind losing to her. Like playing darts with her all night was a blast. Felt bubbly, felt cool. I'm like, all right, I'll probably see you again at work, after work on Friday or whatnot. And no text after that. So I figure maybe she's just picking up extra shifts. I go back to the bar with the boys. They know the deal. Kind of tension in the bar. They're like waiting to see how we're interacting. And she felt super standoffish.
So you have this good date at Legends. She beat you at darts. Maybe that was a turnoff. Maybe she thought that your dart game was weak, and maybe your game would be weak in other areas, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I'm a little, I got nervous because there's like the whole ick thing of like guys when they're chasing a ping pong ball around.
Yeah.
And I started like overplaying in my head what happened at this bar. Like, did something happen in the pool or dart? No, I didn't hit the wall behind the dartboard or anything.
I've done that. We'll get to the bottom of it, Neil, no matter what. And we're hoping that it's just a big misunderstanding. We'd love to send you two on another date, maybe to another bar. Hit up a third bar.
Unless that's the issue. Too many bars for this bartender.
Yeah. Maybe she felt like she was at work.
Right.
See, I promise you, as a second date, I will go somewhere far away from a bar. I promise.
Okay.
Well, it's our choice. We send you there.
You don't tell us. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Neil. Give us Shayna's number. We'll play a few songs. We'll get her on the line. We'll see what's what. Good luck, all right?
Yeah, you guys got it. Thank you.
Second date update at number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Okay, it is time. Part two of second date update on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. All right, it's time for part two of second date update. So we have Shayna on the line. Shayna, thank you for agreeing to come on the air and talk about your date with Neil.
Hey, guys, sure, no problem.
All right, girl. So what's the deal? He had a really good time with you.
So, yes, Neil was awesome. I was definitely drawn to him the first time he came to the bar. He just has like a cool vibe about him. He's like this macho guy. And I felt like we really hit it off.
Yeah, that's exactly what we heard.
It's a good start.
So what gives? Because he wants to see you again, and he said it's been a little weird.
All right, so when we were talking on the date about, I don't know how we got on the topic, but we just talked about how my sister wants to be a mom, and my sister's currently single. She doesn't have a partner or anything, and she's going through this whole IVF process and using a sperm bank for the sperm donor and all that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil goes, well, casually says, like, I wonder if she'll end up with one of my swimmers. I donated, like, he said he donated a bunch of sperm a few years ago when he first moved out on his own to pay up his rent. So at first I was like, well, that's like a very generous thing to do, you know, to help someone have a baby who like otherwise wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
But then he like goes down this path of like, oh, I could have like up to 100 children that he doesn't even know about. And I was like, what is going on? Like, it just felt weird. Like, he's proud about it or something, you know?
Well, he probably is proud
of it. He's spreading his seed all over town.
I know, but, like, I just, like, couldn't wrap my head around that concept. Like, it's just bizarre. It's weird. It's a little gross. Like, what if, like God forbid, like, my sister or did select his sperm, and then another woman down the street has his sperm, and then the kids grow up, and then they end up like falling in love with each other, but they don't know that they're biologically half siblings.
Wow.
Like,
yeah,
my head just can't.
The lock there. There's a lock.
Yeah,
like, and that's your biggest concern, that his children are going to be in your life, even though they're not just like your children kind of thing?
Well, he was just so casual about it. Like, he's like, yeah, I could have like 100 kids. And it's like, okay, you know, you're right. You could have spawned like 100 children, but like, what are you going to be like this dad that has, you know, that's like absent in these children's lives? And he said he left his profile open, right? So that.
Oh, they can go see him, that means, right?
Right.
Wow.
We have a lot of questions. I know I do.
I have so many.
Shayna, what we didn't tell you is Neil is on the line. He heard what you said. And if you're comfortable with it, if you'd be all right with it, we'd love to bring him in. He really liked you. And I think he's just looking for closure about the whole thing. Would you be all right with that?
I mean, yeah, I guess at this point.
Neil, what's the deal?
I'm glad at least I know now what's going on. So I'm with the whole profile being open thing, it's just, I don't know. I feel like it's the right thing to do. What if even two of those kids wants to know who their biological father is? I just feel like I'd be robbing them of that if I didn't leave it open.
Okay, but like, what if they need money or like want fatherly guidance? Or like, are you prepared to do that for like 100 kids? Like, what if you eventually one day have your own children?
Really granted, but I just don't think it's a problem I'm going to have for, like, I don't know, 13, 15 years until they're, like, actually being curious about this stuff. So it's not, like, I don't know, I'm not, like, going to be changing their diapers and stuff. And maybe they just come to me and want to know, you know, what sports I play. Or I don't know. We could go out to dinner one more time and not a bar. And we could talk about some more things if you want to go deeper into, like, why I did it. And I don't know. I just don't think right now is, like, I don't need to make a decision or put it on you to make a decision of what to do with my, I don't know, 100 or so kids.
Yeah, I guess, Shayna, you're right. He is pretty casual about it.
Yeah, like, this thing is just, it's crazy to me. Like, and I've honestly been nonstop thinking about it since our date, since we had the conversation. And I don't know. I just think it's like a really weird thing to do for money. Mm. Like, I don't know. So it's like, do you do it for money, or are you doing it because you like the idea of like spreading your seed and having a bunch of kids out in the world, like with your dreams? Like, what? No. What's the deal?
Yeah, no, super fair, Shanna. Now that like I've done it, I'm just finding the silver linings and trying to think like, oh, you know, I've helped, you know, bring some joy to, you know, new parents. But at the time, yeah, it was all money.
Well, Shanna, the purpose of our call is to ask you if you'd want to go on a second date with Neil that we, the radio station, would be happy to pay for. What do you say? You want to be stepmommy to his 100 kids?
Listen, I think that we're better off kind of being like friendly acquaintances and whatever. And like, you know, I'm sure I'll see you and the boys at the bar soon. There's no bad blood. This is just a bit awkward for me, and I don't think I'm particularly okay with it.
Well, in about 21 years, you might see more Neils coming into your bar.
It's true. They'll be of age.
I can't blame you. It's such a bummer, though. I had a lot of fun with you the other night, for what it's worth.
Do you love Second Date Update? You like it. You love it. You want some more of it. Do you know that we have every single episode of Second Date Update ever recorded available on our podcast? I know. It's almost overwhelming in the best way. Just search Kira and Logan in the morning wherever you listen to podcasts. 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. And I have an idea for a game. We've never played it here, so there's always some nerves around that because it could be a big fat disaster. And in that case, we'll just pretend it didn't exist and never play it again.
No fear at all.
Yes, so the game is called What Hurts? And basically, you are going to give Logan and I a call here at the radio station. We're live. We're local, baby. We want to talk to you and hear about your body and what hurts. And you tell us the part of your body that hurts, and we ask you a series of questions. And then Logan and I will discuss you like you're not sitting right there on the phone line.
True.
And we will try to come to the conclusion of why that part of your body hurts.
Maybe it was an injury.
Maybe your head hurts because your 3-year-old has been asking you questions since they woke up at 6 a.m. and you haven't had your coffee yet and you have a headache about it.
Could be that. Or a hangover.
Yeah, or you have a hangover. Yeah, we could ask you what you did the night before.
But yeah, that's for us. That's for us to figure out and to pry and to figure out why it's hurting and when it started.
Exactly. We're going to diagnose you here live on the air, but no HIPAA violations. Don't worry about it. If you'd like to be a really good sport and play What Hurts, we do have an extra pair of tickets to see Russell Dickerson. By the way, this show is sold out on Hampton Beach. So the only way you can win your way in is with your besties right now by telling us what hurts on that body, yaddy, yaddy. So give us a call at 603-749-0975. Random caller who chimes in will win these Russell Dickerson tickets. All you have to do is tell us what part of your body hurts, and we will try to guess why. 603-749-0975 is our number. Don't be shy. It's going to be fun. Good morning. Good morning. You're on with Kira and Logan. Who's this?
Tamara,
welcome to What Hurts.
How are you guys? I just have to say I love listening to you guys. I listen to you guys every morning. I have a commute of 45 minutes, and you guys make me laugh, and it's the best thing ever.
Wow, thanks for saying all that.
We appreciate you, Tamara.
Yeah. So what hurts on me is my back.
Okay, her back. Let's do this damn thing.
Okay.
Tamara, has this been going on for over 2 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Has this condition been diagnosed by a medical professional?
Yes.
Do you go to the chiropractor on a regular basis?
No.
Is there something wrong with the disc?
Like perhaps it's slippery?
Maybe herniated?
Yes.
Do you have a herniated disc?
I do.
I'm freaking good. Is this even a game?
Now we have to figure out what happened. Yeah, what happened?
Okay, were you partaking in something that your age shouldn't have been partaking in, i.e. gymnastics? I don't know how old you are, but you understand what I'm saying.
So I'm 36, but this more or less happened when I was younger.
So it happened when you were younger.
And it was an injury?
Nope, I didn't really know it was there until I actually went to the doctor and he told me.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're never going to figure out.
So there's not, like, one moment where you're like, that's when it happened?
Correct.
Wow. Okay, all right, so we're trying to get something that doesn't exist.
That's too bad that you're going through that.
That's all right. I mean, I have a 40-year-old, so he keeps me active anyways.
Yeah, I hear that a herniated disc can be so painful and frustrating.
Yes, exactly. Especially when it's the lower back and it, you know, pinches your sciatic nerve, so mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Yeah, my husband got a shot in his back that numbed the area, and that helped for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, like a cortisone, or it's almost like up in the epidural one where it goes through the spine.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
Let me get a hit of that.
Your disc ain't herniated. It's not recreational.
I'll show you a disc.
Oh, God. This was fun. Hey, thanks for being our first brave contestant on What Hurts.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Sorry about your herniated disc.
Thank you.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Kira and Logan in the morning. Let's face it. We all have physical ailments. We have something on our body that is hurting us right now. And we want you to give us a call at 603-749-0975 and tell us what hurts. And Logan and I are going to ask you a series of questions and try to determine what happened to your body and why you're experiencing the pain you are. Why would you do this? Why would you subject yourself to this kind of activity on a, what is it, Wednesday morning?
What is it?
Because you could win a pair of tickets to see Russell Dickerson. That's right, random caller who plays What Hurts today could be scoring a pair of tickets to the sold out Russell Dickerson show. That number one more time if you'd like to play What Hurts is 603-749-0975. Hello, you are on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Brandon.
Oh, okay, are we on speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Bluetooth.
Okay. Well, he sounds like he's on the job site, so maybe that's where the pain started.
It could be a construction injury.
How about now?
Way better.
That's way better. Thank you for whatever you did.
I'm sitting in the truck right now.
Oh, excellent. Okay. All right. So, Brandon, what hurts?
My right knee.
Okay. Right knee. I like the specificity of it all.
Yep. Was this a work-related injury?
No.
Was it a sport-related injury?
Yeah. That means, not really.
Okay, that means he was like walking or running. Like walking doesn't really feel like sport, but it is a sport. Walking.
But it was an injury. Uh-huh. It's not something you were born with.
Correct.
About how many years have you been dealing with this knee injury?
About almost a year.
Okay.
And does it require any major surgery?
Good question.
Who knows yet?
Did anything dislocate?
No.
Has it been, is it a condition that was diagnosed by a doctor?
Yes.
I'm thinking ACL, MCL, you know, issues, but you would know if you needed surgery for that. But that's still what I'm leaning towards.
Did it happen when you were playing with your kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Were you roughhousing like your little boy and something popped?
Yeah.
And was it an ACL or an MCL?
No. I think it's ACL.
So yes!
so you were roughhousing with your little boy, that was correct?
Yeah.
And you heard a pop, and you felt it, and it wasn't good, and things haven't felt right ever since.
Correct.
You wearing a little brace?
No.
You should be.
Should be.
Brandon, I don't want to shame you. You need to get this taken care of. It's not going to go away.
I'm not a fan of doctors.
Men.
What did he say?
I'm not a fan of the doctors.
Yeah. I guess maybe you're not a fan of knees either.
Are you okay with just one?
Oh, yeah.
Believe it or not, there are people out there who have torn ACLs, and they carry on with their life without getting surgery. Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, good luck, Brandon, with the long recovery, whether you get any surgery needed or not, and we're hoping your knee hangs in there.
We're rooting for that right knee, my guy.
Hopefully.
Thanks for calling. Poor Brandon with the bum knee. All right. Do you want to play What Hurts? Our number is 603-749-0975. Up for grabs. A pair of tickets to see Russell Dickerson. This show is sold out. I cannot stress it enough. But you can win these tickets right now by playing What Hurts. 603-749-0975 is our number. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ.
The 97.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and we are playing a fun and flirty game called What Hurts. If you'd like to play, our number is 603-749-0975. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Michelle.
Are you here to play What Hurts?
Yes.
Okay.
And what hurts?
My right middle finger.
Oh.
You've been flipping that bird too many times?
Yeah, it's been exerted.
So it's not that. All right. Never mind. I'm not going to.
Did you fall on it?
I did not.
Huh.
Did you jam it?
Nope.
Did it happen while doing a household chore?
I don't know how it happened. Various things that could have contributed to it.
Is this a condition?
It's a condition as a result of maybe numerous things that could have injured it over time. If that makes sense.
Carpal tunnel and tendonitis.
Okay, so you're in the right ballpark.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Arthritis.
Nope. Simpler.
Simpler. Oh, we're going too complex.
You've been cracking your knuckles too much?
No.
That was a good guess, though.
Yeah.
And you didn't punch someone in the face.
Do you have a finger that you can dislocate?
No.
Oh, yeah. I always wondered that, though. The people that do the party trick and they I'm like, one of these times, that's not going to pop back in, my guy. Yeah, I feel like we touched upon dislocated, tendonitis.
Jammed finger, broken finger. Like, we've hit
all. Is it a sprain or a strain?
No.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've said all the medical terms I know about fingers. Phalanges. Okay, I hadn't said phalanges yet.
You give up?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's called trigger finger. And it's like the tendons get wrapped and stuck.
Whoa.
And if I make a fist, that particular finger will not reopen unless I pry it open.
Oh, wow. My God. So I didn't know that was a thing.
It's very painful. I did have the surgery recently, but it's still very sore and healing.
That's so interesting. I've heard of that with your elbow, that your elbow gets stuck and you have to push it down. Like, have you seen people do that? I've seen that.
Yeah.
But a finger, that's pretty annoying. And honestly, you probably don't think about it, but we probably do close our fists a lot during the day without thinking.
And then you're like, oh, great, got to pry this open.
Yeah, I have no idea how it happened. It just started happening one day.
Trigger finger. At least it's a badass name that makes it sound like you carry.
Sounds really cool.
She's trying to flip someone off. She's like, hold on one second. I got to stretch real quick. Open the finger.
And action.
We're wondering if, because of the trigger finger and your faith in us, if we can send you to see Russell Dickerson.
I would absolutely love that.
We would love that for you. Just don't be flipping him that finger. It sounds like it would be too much work for you anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah. And hold on. Get all your info, okay?
Okay, great.
Thanks. Lions and lemurs and butterflies. Oh,
Jason Aldean. Crazy Town. Number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. So, question for you. This was actually inspired by our very own Ginny Rogers, who's on the radio after us. She just traveled to Las Vegas to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere. Perhaps you saw the photos and videos on our Instagram and the pic of her and Kenny looking like the best of friends. If you missed that, it's up there for your viewing pleasure. On the gram, we're at 97.5 WOKQ. Give us a follow, by the way, while you're there. But back to the question at hand. So inspired by Ginny traveling all the way to Vegas, baby, to see Kenny, we were wondering, what concert did you travel the furthest to go see? Who did you see? Where did you travel? Were there any snafus getting there? Like, you almost missed your connecting flight and then would have missed the concert that happened. That would be the most stressful thing for me. I know a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot of people, because this is really expensive, but when Taylor Swift was over in, like, London and Ireland and stuff like that for her Eras tour, I do know some diehard Swifties who made it, you know, their excuse to go to that vacation in London or Ireland to go catch Taylor Swift over on the other side of the pond. So that would certainly count. Who have you seen? How far did you travel to see them? Give us a call. Let us know. Was it worth it? Or was it like, yeah, I just wish I waited till they came to Gillette Stadium or Fenway Park or something. 603-749-0975. Even though I'm such a music lover, I really haven't traveled too far to see shows. I just kind of wait until they come around these parts. I was considering seeing Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in New Jersey at MetLife Stadium. But then I was like, you know what? That seems like a whole thing. But I wish she came to Fenway Park. Come on. Come on, Bay. Come on, Bay. 603-749-0975 is our number. What is the furthest that you've traveled for a concert, and who did you go see? 603-749-0975. Hey, random caller who wants to chime in today, we do have an extra pair of tickets to see Jet Cars Under the Stars at New England Dragway in Epping. Vroom, vroom. That is happening, let me see, July 28th. Yeah, at New England Dragway in Epping. So if you want a pair of tickets to Jet Cars Under the Stars at New England Dragway in Epping, give us a call. Tell us the furthest that you've traveled to go see a concert. Was it worth it? Who did you go see? And where did you travel? Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. If I know one thing about our listeners, they are diehard music fans. The dedication is second to none. So that inspired our question. What concert did you travel the furthest for? Who was the artist? And where did you travel? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Morgan.
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. So who did you go see and where did you travel to see them?
Yeah, so I went to Nashville last year to see Post Malone at Nissan Stadium for his first stadium tour.
Wow, that's dedication to our boy Posty. So you didn't want to wait till he came to Gillette. You were looking for an excuse to go to Nashville, it sounds like.
110%.
Was it worth it?
It was so worth it. I think the coolest part, I didn't have any travel snafus, but he brought a young girl up on stage named Winter. He had brought her up earlier in her life, gave her a guitar, so she came up and played with him, and on the flight back to Boston, she was actually sitting right in front of me, so I got to hear about her experience meeting Post and his team, and it was just really cool.
And you felt like you met a celebrity in Winter who was on your flight.
Yes. 100%, yeah.
Was that the first time that you've traveled for a concert, or is this something that you kind of do, Morgan?
No, that was my first time. Felt kind of crazy, but like I said, it was definitely worth it.
It kind of feels like you're taking your fandom to the next level. You're like, I'm a big enough fan for this person that I'm going to not only buy tickets to their show, but I'm going to buy a flight, I'm going to get a hotel, and it's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah, it was a lot of dedication. I've seen him 7 times, so whoa, I'm willing to go anywhere for him.
I just love him. I just love him. I've never been more peanut butter and jealous than of Logan when he came back the day after that show. I was talking about it. I was like, why did I not get a babysitter? Stupid, stupid. Thank you so much for calling and kicking us off.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, it's your turn. Where did you travel to go to a concert, and who did you see? And was it worth it? Were there any travel snafu?
I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing.
Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and we are just nosy slash curious. We want to know the furthest you've traveled for a concert. So how far did you travel? Who did you see? Was it worth it? Would you do it again? Have you done it again? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, thanks for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Renee from Kittery.
Hello, Renee. So have you traveled far and wide to see an artist that you love?
Yeah, so back in December, I decided that I was going to be crazy, and with about 2 weeks' notice, I bought tickets to the last night of the Eras Tour in Vancouver, and I flew out from Boston to Seattle and then took a bus from Seattle up to Vancouver, and on the way found somebody who had tickets to the second to last night as well, and I traded her one of my tickets, and I got to go to the second to last night and to the last night, and I made it with about an hour to spare by the time I got there.
Oh my God, the drama and the like, the surprises along the way. That is so exciting. Yes. So you not only got to go to the Eras Tour once, but twice, and one of them on the very last night.
Exactly.
So on this adventure, were you a solo artist?
Luckily for me, my best friend for life lives in Vancouver, but she was out of the country, but her husband picked me up, got me where I needed to go, and for the night that I traded, she actually gave me a pair of tickets, and I got to bring their 15-year-old daughter with me, so it was amazing.
Oh, my God. That is such a core memory for that 15-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah. It was great for both of us.
Were there any moments along the pilgrimage where you said, what the hell am I doing? There's no way that this is going to be worth it.
No, I felt like it was going to be worth it, but I was running on very, very little sleep. But everywhere I went, I was just meeting Swifties from here all the way there and back. So it was really, really fun.
All for the love of Taylor.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Renee. So it's your turn. What concert did you travel the furthest for? Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Thanks so much for stopping by today. Good to see you. Hey, question for you. What concert did you travel the furthest for? So who did you see? Where did you travel? Was it worth it? Would you do it again? Have you done it again? 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Hi, good morning. It's Nicole and Jackson.
Hey, Nicole and Jackson. How's the day?
Good. Good. How is yours?
Good. Looks like it's going to be another hot one. You guys heading to the beach or what?
Oh, we're getting our pool set up today.
Oh, I love this for you.
Yes, they're filling it today.
Okay, so I get out around noon and I'll bring the floaties.
Perfect. I live in Lebanon, Maine.
Ah, so hospitable. Okay, so who did you travel to see and where did you go?
Garth Brooks in Boston.
Amazing. So, Jackson, did you go with Mom?
No, I wasn't born yet.
Oh, you weren't born yet? Okay, so Mom went without you. The nerve! No, I was kidding.
I know.
Was it the best ever?
It was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Garth since?
No, I would love to see him again.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say, everyone always asks me, like, who's my favorite artist that I've gotten to meet through doing this job. And I haven't met Garth in person, but I've talked to him on the phone, and it was just like he's the nicest person in the world.
Oh, I can't believe you've talked to him on the phone. You're so lucky.
I know. I don't get like too flustered typically, but I was just like pacing around the studio waiting for him to call. I'm like, I feel like I'm not qualified to do this. Good times. Well, thanks for chiming in and making us a part of your day, you guys. Have fun in the pool.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll see you at, what time did you get out?
I'm out at noon.
All right. Perfect. We'll see you at 12:30.
Okay. Perfect. Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're here on Logan in the morning, and we couldn't help but wonder, what is the concert that you've traveled the furthest for? Who did you go see? Where did you travel? Was it worth it? Would you do it again? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for holding.
Of course. How are you?
I am well, but more importantly, how's everything on your end?
That's fabulous.
Who am I talking to?
Ashlyn.
Okay. Ashlyn, who did you travel to go see and where did you go?
I traveled to Rock the South in Cullman, Alabama from Sam.
To see who?
To see a lineup of Marriage Party, Jelly Roll, Gretchen Wilson, Priscilla Block, Warren Siders.
Oh, so this was a whole country music festival in Alabama. And you preferred to travel all the way there than wait for these artists to come locally.
Right. We're from here, so why not go somewhere where we're not from?
Uh-huh.
So we drove 23 hours straight through all the way to Alabama.
You drove to Alabama?
We did.
That is dedication. And that's what you wanted to do, right? You wanted to make it into like this epic road trip?
I did. We did.
Would you do it again?
I would.
And any regrets whatsoever?
Maybe like the campsite that we first got. So we got a campsite somewhere like 25 minutes from where the concert was playing. And the first day that we got there at like 3:00 in the morning, and I stepped on a nail, a rusted nail, and it went right through my foot.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So we only stayed there for like a few days because there was no service. And I have this whole thing, like, I'm freaked out if I have no service from all the way out there from New Hampshire.
I don't blame you.
We ended up just buying tickets to be on site. Like,
okay.
So it was called car camping.
So you were like, I'm getting out of this campsite with the rusty nails and the tetanus, and I'm going to go just be right there where the show is.
Right, right. So we did that, and there was probably like, I want to say there was over like 2,000 people there.
Oh, awesome. That is, yeah, that's an experience, huh?
It was.
Thank you for sharing, Ashlyn. Okay, your turn. So what concert did you travel the furthest for? Who did you see? And where did you travel? Any snafus? Any... for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Our names are Kira and Logan, and this is our morning show. Thank you for making us a part of your morning. So we were just wondering, what concert did you travel the furthest for? Who did you see? And where did you travel? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Good morning. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi, I was just calling about your concert.
Yeah, what's your name? So who did you travel to go see?
I took my daughter to see Taylor Swift last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Eras Tour, lucky girl.
Yeah. We went, we live in New Hampshire, and we went to Miami, Florida.
Oh, that's amazing. And how old's your daughter?
She was 15. No, she had just turned 16 at the time.
Wow. And did you guys go all out with the outfits and the friendship bracelets and the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. We had probably like 20 on each arm. We had made them all up the week before, which was when that big hurricane was hitting. So then we had had the tickets for over a year, and we weren't even sure if we were going to be able to go because of that whole issue. So we're like, oh, we're just going to make them anyways.
And hope for the best.
Yes.
It's girlhood at its finest. So I brought my daughter to the Eras Tour too, but in my belly.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that you, like, we didn't find out the gender, so I didn't know there was a little girl in there.
Oh my God.
But it happened to be our first girl's night out.
Hopefully she'll like her too.
I don't know how she couldn't.
Sure she will, of course.
Since she's literally been listening to her since the womb.
I know, right? I don't see how anybody can't like her. Like, my boyfriend always, I'm always just talking about or listening to or whatever, and he gets a little annoyed just because it's not his kind of music, but he still thinks she's a good person.
Who doesn't, right? Thanks for... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. Good morning. You're on with Kira and Logan. Who's this?
This is Chris.
What's up, Chris? How's it going over there?
It's good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So who did you travel really far to go see?
So we actually went to Giant Stadium in New Jersey to see U2. I know it's not a country band, but, you know, we did go down to New Jersey to see U2.
Would you say that was worth the pilgrimage?
100%.
And why did you decide to travel all the way there? Were they not coming around here, or were you looking for an excuse to visit beautiful New Jersey?
Honestly, my friend lived in New York. She had two tickets, and it was impromptu. She called us and said, do you want to go tonight? And we said, yes.
I love a spontaneous, dedicated trip to go see an artist you love.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was a long time ago, obviously, but it was a lot of fun.
So you're a diehard U2 fan. You were probably someone who didn't mind when they put their whole album on our iPhones and didn't ask us our permission.
No, exactly.
They were the ones that did that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's definitely still on my phone. I haven't figured out how to get it off. They do have a lot of good songs, though.
Yeah. If you think about it, you go, oh my God, they sing that and that and that and... Yeah, great band.
I love it.
I'm more of a country music girl now, but I just wanted to chime in on that one.
No, it's great. Thank you so much. It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Bye. Okay, so still taking your calls on this. If you'd like to chime in, we would love to hear from you. 603-749-0975. What concert did you travel the furthest for? Who did you go see? Where did you travel? Would you say... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. Hey, question for you. What concert did you travel the furthest to go see? Who did you see and where did you travel? And was it worth it? We need to know. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who do I have the pleasure of chatting with?
This is Kelly from Middleton.
Hi, Kelly. So who did you travel to go see?
I traveled to see Keith Urban, and we did a full week tour with him. So went on tour with Keith.
basically went on tour, a full-on groupie on the line here.
Pretty much, yeah. So we did Vermont, Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and D.C. all in 1 week.
Wow. So which of those would you say was the best performance and why?
They're all just amazing. You can't go wrong when you see Keith. They're all great. I can't pick.
Who did you go with?
I went with one of my good friends.
Have you got to meet him?
I have not met him. I have had the opportunity, but I watched him walk right by me instead.
What happened, Kelly? Did you freeze?
I did, yeah. My friend that I went with actually did have a meet and greet.
All the bars are closed.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, taking your calls on what concert did you travel the furthest for? Who did you go see? Where did you travel? 603-749-0975 is our number if you want to chime in. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who am I speaking with?
Is this Michelle from Summersworth?
Hi, Michelle from Summersworth, where you get your money's worth. So who did you travel to go see?
I just traveled to Vegas to see Kenny Chesney.
Oh, at the Sphere. So how many times have you seen him?
I think probably about 19.
You are a proud member of No Shoes Nation, my girl.
I am.
Would you say the show at the Sphere is the best one yet?
Yes.
And are you a Vegas girly? Like, do you like Vegas, Kenny aside?
Actually, to be honest, I'm not a gambler.
Oh, okay. So you just were like, yep, I'm just going to go wherever he is, and this is where Kenny is.
Exactly. I'm planning on going next year, so.
Oh, you're going to go to the same, like, residency?
Yep.
I love it. The love runs deep. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Thank you for holding. Sorry about that. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, but it's really more about you. How's everything over there?
Oh, everything's great. I just left my granddaughter to head for cheer camp in Bangor, Maine.
Cheer camp. Here we go. That sounds like a lot of fun. She's going to be exhausted when she gets home.
That's right.
So who am I speaking with, by the way? I don't think I caught your name.
Kathy from Dover.
Kathy. So who did you travel to go see, Kathy?
I went and saw Jason Aldean in 2017 when Kane Brown opened for him in Greenville, South Carolina. It was the first concert after this shooting out in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
And it was completely emotional.
Yeah.
It was just amazing.
Wow. And so is that why you picked, like, that venue and that show? Because you knew that it was the first time he was going to be on stage since then?
Nope. Actually, my daughter lived in North Carolina, and I hadn't seen her and her husband for a while. So I was surprised them flew down, had bought tickets for all of us, and went. Mm-hmm. And that same weekend is when she found out she was pregnant with her second child.
Oh,
so it was just
goodness.
A completely a win-win.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember, obviously, rightfully so, took some time off, you know, after performing when that happened. And he had so much anxiety getting back on stage after that I can't imagine what it would feel like to be in the audience for that show, his first time back on stage.
It was just so emotional, and everybody was, you know, tearful. But it was an excellent concert.
And music overcomes a lot of things.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Well, Kathy, thanks so much for taking the time to call us. And I do have these tickets to Jet Cars Under the Stars if you wanted to catch that. It's not music, but it's still going to be a really entertaining night over at New England Dragway in Epping.
I would love it.
Our treat to you, Kathy. Thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you. I love you guys. You make my day every day.
Thanks for that. Hold on a second, Kathy. And I still have these tickets to see Shania Twain. You wouldn't have to travel too far. She is coming to Gil. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. You are listening to Kira and Logan in the morning. I think that's a really good life choice that you've made today. Let's give you a pat on the back. Good job. So, like I was saying, country stars love giving their kids unique names. Here are some that I found to be particularly noteworthy, and I'm curious to know what you think. So, Eric Church, I feel like he does a pretty good job. Like, keeping a low profile when it comes to his family. Like, he has a big presence on social media, but it's just him and his music, and his personal life is for the most part out of the spotlight, which I'm always impressed when famous people are able to do that. But that's neither here nor there. His kids, after doing some digging, found out they have some pretty unique names. So he's got a little girl, Tennessee Hawkins is her name. And then his son is Boone McCoy. So we got Tennessee Hawkins and Boone McCoy. These two need to grow up and have a country album of their own, I think. And then Randy Houser has a son named, wait for it, Huckleberry Houser. Sounds like a character in a children's book to me. Luke Combs, this isn't that crazy. He and his wife named their two sons Tex and Bo. So definitely more on the unique side, but like, these are names we've heard before. Preston from Low Cash. He and his wife, Kristen, have a daughter. Her name is Love. Love Lily. Sounds like a fragrance. Elle King. Elle King and her husband, Dan, they have two sons. And their names are Lucky and Royal. I'm just going to leave that one alone. And Taylor from Maddie and Tay has a daughter named Chapel Shields. Not to be confused with Chapel Road. Chapel Shields. So I'm going to turn it to you now. This is my question. What is the most unique name that you have heard a child have? Is it your child? Does your child have a unique name? How did that name come to be? How do you feel about giving a child a unique name that literally no one else has? 603-749-0975. If you want to talk unique names with me, I do have an extra pair of tickets to see Shania Twain. We all know that name. She is coming to Guilford, New Hampshire a week from today, and I gotta give these tickets to someone, so it might as well be you. So if you want to chime in, my question, what is the most unique name you have heard a child have? Is it your child or someone do you know? How do you feel about unique names for kids? 603-749-0975. And like I said, Random Caller is going to be skipping away into the weekend with a... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. Just wondering, what is the most unique name you have heard given to a baby in your time? 603-749-0975. That is our number. Hi, you're on Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
This is Sabrina. Good morning.
Hey, Sabrina. How's the day?
It's lovely. How's yours going?
It's pretty good. I guess we're going to have another hot one. So remember to stay hydrated.
Absolutely. You too.
Thank you. Okay, now that we got the business out of the way, talk to me about unique names. What is the most unique name you've heard a child have?
So, distant family member has named their son Riot.
Riot. And is it spelt, you know, like R-I-O-T? Like, you know, the thing that happens when people flip cars over and light them on fire?
It sure is. And her other child is named Lyric. So she's really out here picking some interesting ones.
She is out here saying, I'm going to name my children just words.
Yes.
Words
literally.
That I like the sound of. I can get behind Lyric a little more than I can get behind Riot, because Riot feels negative. Unless you're saying someone's so hilarious, they're a riot.
Yes. Okay, I totally agree with that.
Do you know, just because I'm obsessed with names, do you know their middle names?
Ooh, I don't. But I do know that they have an uncle also named Blade.
Blade. Oh, so this is like this is a family thing. This is a trend.
Oh, I think so. I think they're all just opening dictionaries and picking the first word they see.
And we're pointing. And, yep, Blade sounds good.
Yep.
I would have to say that with a names like Riot and Lyric, you can't give normal middle names, right? You can't be like, this is Riot Thomas.
Right. It's
got to
be something funky. I'm not sure what it is, though.
Yeah, it's probably like Riot Axe or something.
I love it.
That's just my guess. If you find out, circle back, because now I'm going to be curious.
I sure will.
Thanks for the call, Sabrina. All right, your turn. What is... Number one. 101 for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. People are out here naming their babies very unique things. So I would love to hear, what is the most unique baby name you have heard in your travels? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi, are you still doing the names?
We are. What's your name?
My name is Rick.
Okay, Rick.
And I am a DJ and a karaoke DJ. And one of the couples named their children, their last name is Jones. And then the daughter, Indiana Jones, and the son, Dow Jones.
This is real, Rick.
This is real. I love this family. I have done her military retirement party, his retirement party, the daughter's graduation party, and the last name is Jones, and they named Indiana and Dow.
They're like, you know what? We're just going to have a little fun with these names.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on the radio.
Yes, you're on the radio. Who are you telling that to?
I'm at the doctor's office.
Oh, you are? Okay. I hope everything's all right. Should I let you go?
No, that's okay.
Okay. He's like, my health can wait. Well, I love this. Thank you for sharing about Indiana and Dow Jones. I think they're going to grow up to be really, really cool.
Well, the daughter has now become a lady pro golfer, and I'm not sure what the son is doing.
I heard he's doing something in the stock market. Sorry, I had to. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and we are talking about the most unique baby names you have ever heard. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
This is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
So let's talk unique names. What is the most unique name that you've heard given to a child?
So my best friend is having a girl in 2 months, and she plans on naming her Cinnamon River.
Cinnamon River. It sounds delicious, I have to say.
It's definitely odd.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe like an ice cream flavor. Like you got Rocky Road and you got Cinnamon River.
I looked at it like a stripper's name.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be unkind. You said it was your best friend.
It's okay. I told her to her face.
How'd she feel about that comment?
She didn't really say anything.
She was like, thank you for your feedback. Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for holding.
Hi, I was telling you about the unique baby name.
Yeah, what you got, girl? Well, what's your name first?
My name is Cassie, so that's not so unique.
Okay, Cassie's normal.
I used to work in a daycare with a baby named Whiskey, and we used to have to call her Whiskers for short because it just didn't sound, you know. But yeah, it was super cute. It was just a little different.
Feeling like they should have gone with first name Tennessee, middle name Whiskey.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, Whiskers for short. I can't even.
Pulling it down a little bit, yeah.
How are you going to name, sorry, I'm going to sound judgy, but how are you going to name a human being Whiskey? Like, you should get a cat and name him Whiskey.
Because other people at school have to call her Whiskey now, so.
Right. And she's not going to be of drinking age for quite some time.
Right, no.
Bizarre.
When I had her, she was like 9 months old, so.
Sweet baby Whiskey.
Yep.
That's it. If I'm having another kid, I'm naming him Tequila.
Sounds good to me. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Cheers to that.
Yeah, don't
forget. Life is good today.
Life is good today, if I do say so myself. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We're just wondering, what is the most unique baby name you have ever heard? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Tom from Hampton.
What's up, Tom from Hampton?
Oh, you know, living the dream.
Living the dream, dreaming the life. So what's the most unique baby name you've ever heard?
So it's kind of crazy, but my old neighbors above me, they named all three of their kids. So it was River, North, and South, and Mom's name was Daffodil.
Wow. So is it safe to say they're a little earthy crunchy?
A little something, and Mom was definitely something.
Because they were something, let me tell you.
And they were all kind of, and I felt bad for the dad because the dad seemed kind of normal.
Did he have a normal name, like John?
I can't really remember, but he definitely had a regular normal name, but I don't know.
And then he
kind of threw me off all the time.
Yeah, then he gave birth to North, South, East, and West.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Thanks for the call, Tom. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you. You too, bye.
Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan. Who's this?
Hi, yes, I was calling in about the unique name thing that Kira and Logan were doing.
Yes.
Yeah, so I work in a daycare, and we have this brother and sister. Brother is called Giuseppe, and his sister is Nova. I've never heard Nova, and I've never heard Giuseppe. I thought it was just so cool and unique.
Yeah, definitely. And not like, not unique in a way that's like, what are they thinking? But just like, oh, that's really, like, where did you find those? That's really cool. I feel like it could be a new trend. Like, the new baby name could go from Olivia to Nova.
Exactly. I was just like, I haven't had a chance to ask Mom, like, where she got these names. Because even when you look up unique names, those do not pop up.
Yeah, they're so unique that even ChatGPT don't know about them.
No, exactly.
Thanks for taking the time to chime in.
Yeah, of course.
I hope you have a great day today. Stay cool.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Still taking your calls on this if you have a unique name that you've heard.
Yeah, I got friends like that.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning, taking your calls on the most unique baby names you have heard in your day. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Elena.
Elena. Okay, so what is the most unique baby name you've come across in your travels?
So my friend's a delivery nurse at a hospital, and these people named their newborn baby Sweet Baby Jesus.
Sweet Baby Jesus. So is the first name Sweet and the middle name's Baby Jesus? Like, or is that just the full first name?
Yeah, that's what you would think. No, that's the full first name. The middle name is Amen.
Stop it!
Yep, I heard it at a cookout a month ago and it never left me.
You're not making this up.
Where are my kids live?
Oh my God. This is too much. I don't know that anyone's going to top this. I really, really don't.
I thought it was pretty outrageous the day I heard it, but
yeah. Some people just shouldn't reproduce.
Exactly.
I don't think that anyone's going to top this, so I'm just going to end it here. Would you like these Shania Twain tickets?
150%.
Sweet Baby Jesus, amen.
Oh, she was my closing song at my wedding. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. That is Eric Church. We were just talking about him on the show because we were talking about children with unique names. And if you didn't know, Eric Church and his wife named their daughter Tennessee Hawkins and their son Boone McCoy. So I said that they need to grow up and have country albums of their own with names like those. Very unique indeed. So it is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. So many great callers today, and Logan took the day off, so callers mean everything when I'm a solo dolo artist here in the studio. The callers keep me company. You're literally my co-host when Logan isn't here, so I can't thank you enough. And I want to thank a caller in particular who chimed in on our unique baby name topic. So this was Rick. I had so many great callers, so it was tough to pick one to compliment. But I'm picking Rick. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi, are you still doing your names?
We are. What's your name?
My name is Rick.
Okay, Rick.
And I am a DJ and a karaoke DJ. And one of the couples named their children, their last name is Jones. And then the daughter, Indiana Jones, and the son, Dow Jones.
This is real, Rick.
This is real. I'm on the radio.
Yes, you're on the radio. Who are you telling that to?
I'm at the doctor's office.
Oh, you are? Okay. I hope everything's all right. Should I let you go?
No, that's okay.
Okay. He's like, my health can wait. Well, I love this. Thank you for sharing about Indiana and Dow Jones. I think they're going to grow up to be really, really cool.
Well, the daughter has now become a lady pro golfer,
And I'm not sure what the Senate delivered.
I heard he's doing something in the stock market. I couldn't help it with that joke. That was low-hanging fruit. So compliments to Rick for contributing to the show today. So many great callers. So many new friends were made on the airwaves today. And our friend Logan will be back on the show tomorrow for a Feel Good Friday. Yay. And it'll be a real Feel Good Friday because somebody's going to win Russell Dickerson tickets. That show is completely sold out at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom. So you could score those. Or you could score Shania Twain tickets. She is coming to Guilford, New Hampshire a week from today. So two pairs of really hot tickets. That's a reason to get out of bed tomorrow and listen to Kira and Logan in the morning. So I suggest you do so. Ginny Rogers is up next. And so it's 30 minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. And don't forget it all day long. Who loves you? It's us. We do.